Back in February, a WNYC NJ Spotlight investigation found problems in a Sandy grant program in which many cities and towns in New Jersey were awarded more money than they should have received, while scores of others were shortchanged to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now the state is correcting its mistakes. New Jersey Public Radio Scott Gurian joins us now to explain the details. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
So remind us what these grants were for and what you uncovered in your reporting.
Well, this was a $25 million fund for towns and cities to purchase backup generators so places like shelters and fire stations could keep the lights on during future storms like Sandy. Municipalities applied for this money, and their applications were scored based on a variety of factors, including their population, their disaster history, and whether they had conducted energy audits. We were able to obtain a leaked copy of the internal score sheet state officials used, and our analysis found dozens of errors. For example, places like Nutley and Morristown, which had relatively little damage in Sandy or past storms, were awarded sizable grants, while some shore towns like Belmar and Atlantic City, which had widespread flooding, didn't get anything at all. And Hoboken and Jersey City also got less than they should have, according to the state's own scoring criteria.
Now, is there any evidence that politics played a role in the initial scoring of the grant allocation?
Well, this grant program was at the heart of Hoboken Mayor Dawn Zimmer's claim that her city had been shortchanged Sandy aid, so there were some suspicions early on that that might be the case. It's hard to know entirely what went on behind the scenes, but what I can say is that we looked closely to see how much of a correlation there was, for example, between towns that have traditionally had a friendly relationship with Governor Christie and places that had more of their grant requests initially approved, and we didn't find an across-the-board predictable pattern.
How did state officials respond to your findings?
They blamed the problems on data entry errors, and they pointed the finger at a contractor who they said had incorrectly entered those applications into a computer system. At the time our original report aired, they hadn't yet actually handed out any of this money, so they promised to conduct a thorough review and fix all the programs before the process was complete. The state review ended up not only confirming our investigation's findings, but it indicated the errors were even deeper and wider ranging than we had realized, leading to quite a number of revisions, which state officials have now just announced.
And exactly what sorts of changes are they going to be making?
Hoboken, Jersey City, and Belmar will now each get about $100,000 more than they were going to get. And Atlantic City, which wasn't originally awarded anything, will now receive $250,000. Many of the places that were initially notified they'd receive more than they should have will have their grants reduced. And unfortunately, the state has now also capped all awards at $250,000. So there's some places like Newark, which qualified for much more, that will also now see their funding substantially slashed.
And how are cities who are getting their fair share now reacting to this news? I imagine they're very happy.
Yes, Mayor Zimmer in Hoboken was thrilled to hear her city will now be getting more funding. She released a statement thanking us for our reporting and thanking the state for making the necessary corrections so the money is distributed in a fair and appropriate manner. And Jersey City Mayor Stephen Phillip tells us his city will also make good use of these funds to make city infrastructure more resilient to future storms.
Scott Gurian covers Sandy recovery for WNYC and NJSpotlight.com. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you.
You're listening to WNYC.